Masechet Tamid Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph, we left off talking about the Terumat HaDeshen, the Kohen who was chosen by lottery to take the ash off of the top of the Mizbeach and put it down below on the floor of the courtyard, the Azara. That is the first part of the service of the day. Mishnah says, Ra'uhu Ehav Shiarad, when his brothers, the other Kohanim, saw that the Kohen who did the Terumat HaDeshen, he came down the ramp and he put the ash on the floor of the courtyard. V'hem ratzu uba'u. They also ran and they went to the Kior. The Kior was where they washed their hands and feet. Miharu v'kideshu yedehen v'raglehen min ha-Kior. They quickly washed their hands and feet from the Kior to prepare for the rest of the service for the Avodah. Natlu et ha-magrefot v'et ha-sinorot. They took the shovels that would be used to scoop out ashes, and the forks for moving the pieces of meat. Ve'alu l'rosh ha-mizbeach, and they went up to the top of the mizbeach. Ha'evarim v'ha-pedarim she'lo nit'akelu mi-ba'erev, any of the limbs or the fats from the korbanot from the previous day that didn't burn completely during the nighttime, sonkim otam listadeh ha-mizbeach, they would put them to the side of the mizbeach temporarily in order so that the fire could be relit in a powerful way and the fire could be rebuilt. V'im en hasedadin mahazikin, if the sides of the mizbeach didn't have any room to hold on to these items, sodrin otam basovev ala kevesh, the kohanim would arrange them above the ledge, right at the meeting point between the ramp and the mizbeach, they would put them on that part temporarily. Masechet Tamid Perek Bet Mishnah Bet. The Kohanim then began clearing away all of the ashes that were on top of the mizbeach before the fire could be rebuilt. Hehelu ma'alin ba'efer al gabei ha-tapuach. The Kohanim took their shovels and they began making a pile of ashes from the ashes of yesterday onto the tapuach. That literally means an apple, but it was a mountain of ashes, which we'll now talk about. V'atapuach haya be'emsa ha-mizbeach. The mound, the mountain of ashes, that was a huge pile, was in the middle, the center of the mizbeach. Pe'amim alav kishlosh me'ot kor. It was sometimes so large that there would be 300 kor of ashes on it. That's like 20,000 gallons in today's calculation. Sometimes the pile would grow so high. And that time usually was, ubaregalim lo hayu midashinin oto, on the holidays of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, they would not remove the ashes from the mountain. Mipnei shenoi la mizbeach, because it was considered to be a praise of the mizbeach. It was considered to be honorable. Look how many korbanot were brought. We have this much, or this high of a mountain of ashes. Miyamav lo nit'atzel ha-kohen mil'otzi et ha-deshen. All of the times of the Bet HaMikdash, the Kohen was never lazy and neglected and forgot to take the ashes off of the Mizbeach when the mound, when the mountain grew too large. They would take them and they would put them in a spot outside of Yerushalayim whenever it was time. What we're pointing out over here is we're saying that it was intentional that they left a high mountain. It's considered to be a noy for the Mizbeach, a beautification of the Mizbeach, and nothing to do with the laziness of the Kohanim.